Yes. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your Thursday night freak show. you were looking almost professor-like not so long ago. I am Dark Martha Goth comedian. We have our usual assortment of crazy people. Two surprises today. First off, I was surprised that Jenny, our producer, we bid farewell to last week, is here. And also, a clown is here. And if you know the two of those, that doesn't go well together.
But he's got such wild, crazy eyes.
And speaking of wild, crazy eyes, that's my co-host, Nicole Six.
Hello.
Hola.
Hello.
Indeed.
And Nicole, we've got this is gonna be a wild show. Easy with the selfie stick.
Right.
That's gonna be quite a show. We've got you remember him, you know him, you love him, you fear him. Mm-hmm. Last time you lifted up a step stool with your earlobes. I don't know what happened to your mustache, but I'm sure that's a good story. Dangerous D, Darren Melfi.
What's happening? Thanks for having me out, man. This is going to be awesome.
Also, to your right, we haven't had the two of you together, and who knows what's going to happen, I think.
Oh, no. Yeah, we're not allowed in hotels together.
Yeah, we're not allowed together.
to your right, at the far end, still got his mustache. Look at that. That's a... He kind of got the handlebar a little better than you did, Darren. To be honest,
trying.
That's
although he has been growing that since sixth grade.
I know. Yeah. and Nicole, you have not met him, but this is Houdini 1692.
Yeah.
And he has a very similar act, but not exact.
Houdini.
Houdini. And our mystery guest is right closest to the camera. It's do you have a clown name? Because this is Brett. Gustafson, excuse me. Brett Gustafson.
But tonight I'm Spike.
Spike the clown is here. Spike the clown.
Yeah.
And woo. So we're glad to have you.
It's a pleasure.
It's like hypnotic.
What?
His eyes.
No,
his,
the,
well, his everything.
Yeah, you don't have contacts in by any chance, do you?
He doesn't even have makeup on. Yeah. This is what the fuck this guy looks like.
Yeah, this is how he came out.
But the best part is that thing he's holding in his hand.
I haven't seen it yet.
Attaboy.
There you go. That's our kind of clown.
Absolutely.
I'm laughing already. Anyway, let me do our sponsors real quick. We've got Doomy's Home Cooking. Everybody loves Doomy's Home Cooking. Have you tried Doomy's Home Cooking yet, Dangerous D?
Actually, I haven't. And I was supposed to last time, and I didn't because I was a knucklehead.
Well, you know what? Last week, Nicole and I went to Doomy's Home Cooking.
We did.
And we had shrimp scampi.
It was delicious.
Yeah, and that's vegan shrimp scampi.
Yeah, I need to know about this. Delicious. I really do.
Delicious.
This doesn't make any sense to my head.
No, the shrimp, we could not tell the shrimp from real shrimp.
Yeah, it was the texture. I don't know how they do it. They just do a great job. I mean,
do you even know what is it? Like, what is it that
it's
using?
some vegan form
of vegetable protein? I'm guessing probably tofu.
It's the science right there.
And it was, but the sauce they have with the scampi is delicious. The pasta, and then we also had because we were hungry, we split a thing of nachos. And the nachos, a little small order of nachos. So nachos.
Yeah, it was
the
half order, and it was still huge.
Delicious. And the nachos were voted in the LA Weekly one of the 10 best nachos in LA.
I heard that.
Probably on this show. And so one of the 10 best nachos, and the only one without meat. So you want to go to Doomy's Home Cooking, 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California, 90038, right by the M Bar. And We had vegan creme brulee for dessert. And at the table next to us, they were having the deep fried Oreos.
We're going to have
vegan deep fried Oreos.
Bitch.
Ooh. You got it. And then I saw Phil at the Bar Sinister.
I wouldn't even eat those. I would
just
stick
them
in my
asshole. Those at Bar Sinister.
Cut
to the chase.
Well, here's something also I'm sure you have tried. You've probably gone to AdamandEve.com, the number one adult toy store.
Wow.
That sponsor ours, too.
I did the first show I was on with you.
Yes. Yeah, you must have been it.
Actually,
there's a big deal that's on the Dark Mark Show Facebook page. An SI Select 8x wand massager, guaranteed orgasms. That's 20% off of that. And if you go to adammail.com, the number one gay toy store, adult toy store in the country, you can get 50% off about anything, a free gift and free shipping. So we'll have those deals.
You got excited about that one, didn't you, Spike?
We'll have those deals.
I like to try before you buy. And
Spike, also, we're sponsored by audible.com.
Ooh.
The Dark Mark Show is sponsored by audible.com. Just go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the Audible button right next to my smiling face. You can get any audiobook you want. Matter of fact, you can get It by Stephen King, narrated by Stephen Weber.
That's pretty awesome.
And you can get that. Or if you're into Sideshow... There was a book I remember last time you
were on. There was. Yeah, you told me about it.
It was a sideshow. Secrets of the Sideshows by Joe Nichol. Secrets of the Sideshow, the Carnival Sideshow. Talk about the Alligator Boys, the Gorilla Girls, all that stuff. Yes. You can get that.
10 hours. You're getting 10 hours for free.
10 hours and 47 minutes.
Of madness.
Does it say who narrated that by chance?
That was narrated by Scott Carrico.
Scott Carrico.
Let me see. Let me see what else Scott Carrico is. It looks like he's a professional guy because he's done the Empire of Vines about wine culture in America and Desert Lawmen, the High Sheriffs of New Mexico and Arizona. So he's just like an Audible guy. But anyway, and then so if you go to Audible, if you go to darkmarkshow.com, your free audiobook. If you're on the road, we're all on the road.
Yeah.
Throw an audiobook in the car. You know, 10 hours and 47 minutes about sideshows. I'd love to hear that.
That's rad.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually going on a road trip. I'm going to be playing Vegas in August, so I might get that audiobook.
Perfect.
And I'm going to be playing the Clown House next week, doing a storytelling set in downtown L.A. You've ever been to the Clown House?
Not yet.
You need to go to the Clown House.
Yes.
I haven't been there either.
You love the Clown House.
He's going to go after the
show. I think we need a field trip.
The place is decorated in clown paraphernalia, just clown art, clown sculptures, Jack in a Box, McDonald's, but also they've got paintings, everything clown-oriented. They've got little jesters there. I kissed Clownland Monroe last time I was there in front of the jester, and he was looking at me very jealous-like. So that's a Clown House next week. That's downtown. And then I'll be playing a show with these guys at the CIA on the 31st, and we'll talk about that, the Beautiful Freaks. One more thing.
Yes.
And then we'll get to the show. Go to NicoleSix.com and get her new book, Some Fucked Up Shit.
Yes.
And and trust me, I've been reading these stories. It's some fucked up shit.
Is it a collection of shorts?
Six of my published stories.
Yes.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
It will tingle your spine in the most wonderful way.
Ooh. And other areas.
Yes, exactly.
Spike, you like the tingle shit, don't you?
we better start with Spike the Clown now. Spike.
By all means.
How long have you been a clown?
See, I've been doing, I do this as a haunt character. I've been doing it since probably 2007. I'm actually from the Boston area.
Okay, is that where you met this guy?
Actually, I came out here and I met him at Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare.
Oh, were you doing clown stuff there?
I was, yeah.
That's great.
I have a great fucking story how we met.
let's hear that story.
It's righteous.
Not to cut you off, but I mean, I'm going to tell it from my point of view because to him, I'm sure it was just like another fucking day, you know? So basically, I meet him the first day that we go to show up to perform at the Rob Zombie Greatest American Nightmare, the first year they did it in Pomona.
Right.
So there's a bunch of us standing around, like, in the lobby waiting to go, like, do our thing. And I'm, like, the only sideshow guy there. Everybody else are scare actors. So we start talking because he's from the East Coast, like, bullshit and stuff. So long story short, we go to do this thing. And basically, I'm doing sideshows, grind shows, performing, like, you know, one after the other.
And if people don't know what sideshows you do, you're gonna see.
Oh,
you and Houdini do crazy, whacked-out stuff that makes jackass guys look like pussies.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, we're actually going to do something tonight that we have never even rehearsed, practiced, or tried. We don't even know if it's going to work, but
it's usually every show.
Yeah, someone's going to get fucked up tonight.
Last time Dangerous D was on the show, he lifted a stepladder with his earlobes and did a twist tie that twisted his waist into a very... very small waist. The human hourglass.
Yeah, the human hourglass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you couldn't watch that.
I was actively not watching.
And then last time, last time Houdini was on, he you also put a mousetrap on your tongue once. Well, last time Houdini was here, they stapled a business card to his tongue and his ass.
Yes.
And he also did a human blockhead where he took actually Josie Cat, our host then, stapled a nail into your head and pulled it out, boogers and all. So anyway, so you met this guy in Great American Nightmare, and
so
you're doing your stunts.
We're working the haunt. And basically how it works is I'm stationary performing grind shows, which are like 20-minute shows, 20-minute break, 20-minute shows the whole day.
Right.
And scare actors are running around doing their thing. So this guy literally is fucking just like an amazing character actor. His makeup from head, you could tell, but like all his stuff.
He's a character.
Yeah, I mean, but he's like fucking Superman. Like literally, he could walk into the bathroom, come out, and he's like a totally different fucking guy, right? So when I met him, he was doing, I'm not sure, Spike, what was the pumpkin guy's name? Did he have a specific name?
That guy was Pumpkin Jack.
Okay, Pumpkin Jack.
Pumpkin
so
Jack.
Basically, he's like, you know, looks like a scarecrow almost, but like a pumpkin head.
Right.
And makeup underneath and everything, and it looks real. It's like fucking scary and shit.
Right.
Didn't even recognize it was him. So the first night we go out, he has like green ink or some shit in his mouth.
Right.
And he's going around the sky and he's spitting this shit all over everybody.
Oh, sure.
And people are like, what the fuck? I mean, fights are breaking out. He's getting it on
me.
I mean,
are you like hawking loogies or is he just coming out when you're talking?
No, it's like
a waterfall. A nice
trickle.
Like
spray. It would trickle out and then spray onto people. So, I mean, people were like, what the fuck? So
you were just spraying it on people.
It literally made such a fucking mess. And it was so awesome that he got canned. They were like, dude, you can't do this. You can't. So we got to let you go.
You were too extreme for the Great American Nightmare.
Too fucking hardcore for Rob Zombie. So, but this is the best fucking part, right? And why I love this guy now. So he's like, all right, fine, no problem. No harm done. Shook everybody's hand. He rolls out. He shows up the next day in a completely different outfit, a completely different character. Nobody fucking knew and started working. And totally got fired again and then did it again. So this asshole could come back as anybody he wants to at any given time. And he literally, nobody fucking knew. And he was the best. One of the best.
How do they pay you? I mean, you had to give your name and social security number.
Absolutely, yeah. It was
they came after Brett, not Spike.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So they didn't know you were Spike.
It was Cake, yeah. I wasn't Spike. This is actually the first time Spike's been on the West Coast.
Oh, you know? Really?
He's usually been on the East. So, yeah, I have some other guys that have been playing around in the haunt industry out here, and it's been a blast. So it was good to bring back some old guys.
Right.
Yeah.
And Nicole, since you're a horror writer, can you tell us the psychology of why people are afraid of clowns? Because I don't get it.
I've never understood. I'm not afraid of clowns.
I know you're making scary faces. So I mean, sometimes the faces are getting a little chilling.
I'm just happy.
Yeah. See,
it's just one of those unsettling faces.
See, dangerous. See where he's laughing. That's generally happy. You're like, I'm happy and I'm going to cut you up into little pieces. That's kind of the happiness.
I suppose they just don't understand it because it's so contrary to everything that would be natural. Clowns are very unnatural.
People are afraid of exaggerated features and the covering, the wearing of makeup. You know, it's a big misunderstanding.
They just don't know how to feel and so they choose fear.
Absolutely.
Pussies.
And then, of course when you extend the last word of every sentence, that gets a little creepy.
Well, it's got a maniacal sort of thing going on.
Something to do with it too, huh?
Right?
Yeah. It's a Price movie.
But I'm much more afraid of ballet girls than I am of clowns.
Because I got to tell you, if I'm looking at you now, I think they should fucking fire Jared Leto and fucking throw you in there because you got the whole thing going on. I mean, even though nobody knows who the fuck you are, but I mean, it's just
they do now. Now he's been on the show,
right? Yeah. Getting the word out.
Thanks to this guy.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. No, dude, trust me, you're the type. You fit right in. We've had clowns on the show plenty of times. We might have a clown on next week. Sorry, but we might have a clown next week. But we usually have hot clowns, like female clowns. Mm-hmm. Do you have like a clown fetish? Like, do you?
Big time. Yeah. Come on now. Look at me.
He loves hot clowns. He's a hot clown, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a fetish clown.
You open up the bottom drawer, you'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah. Because I dated a clown.
They say the most attractive feature on a woman is her feet, particularly when she wears size 11s.
Well, that was the thing. I dated a clown, and then she took her shoes off. I was so disappointed. Her feet were normal size. But
fucking liar. Yeah, really?
So in Boston, how did they react to the to Spike the Clown? What did you do in Boston? Were you actually in a circus? Or?
Actually, I worked at a haunt called Spooky World in Nightmare New England, and it was a blast.
Like
we got to have our ultimate creative freedom. Like, because I'm a born creep, so I really got.
I've sensed that.
Absolutely. Yes.
Born creep.
When you walked in, I said creep right away.
Mission accomplished. Yes. But it was a blast, you know, scaring people for fun. You know, you don't even have to pay us. It's just like an outlet for us to go crazy. You know,
but it's nice if they do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I won't turn down gratuity.
So you Spike the Clown. You got the Pumpkinhead guy. What other characters do you have?
See, I got another clown character with my main man who's not here right now. We're Scorch and Flint McFirefook. We're like a rodeo clown duo.
Clown.
Yeah, they made a special appearance at the Halloween Club. It was the Halloween Club Spook Show or whatever the fuck that show's called.
Absolutely.
It's like a festival.
Oh,
they made,
okay. You know, I remember now.
Yeah. Jamie had a booth there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just filthy fucking
they're
nasty
fucking
clowns.
Awesome. Right. Literally awesome. Right. Like, they look like their
makeup
and shit.
Can you give
me
the rodeo clown face? Because that's got to be different. You know, you are doing a different face. Look at that.
Yeah, right. Like, like filthy teeth and everything.
Just that's the one thing is the makeup is like to the T.
He's going to do you in the butt.
Awesome.
Absolutely. You know, I play on both teams.
So it's a gay rodeo clown. It's
Deliverance.
Any wet hole's good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's a bisexual rodeo clown.
Yeah, it just likes holes. It might carve a few holes.
Absolutely.
You know, it's
living dead don't matter.
Well, that's right. You know? He just gets it done. Right. Gets it done. Well, sick bastard.
Well, I got to tell you, as you know, Nicole, the Dangerous is one of these guys that just walks in a room and is like, you know, hey, motherfuckers, pay attention to me. Come on, you know.
Oh, me, really?
Yes, yeah. And but Houdini, you're kind of a shy guy. How did you get into this whole like lifting stuff with your eyelids and all the stuff that you do?
You know, I had older brothers. I used to get beat up a lot, but I was a theater kid. Believe it or not, I was a huge theater kid, and then a Jackass came out and said, that's what I want to do.
Right?
That's what I want to do.
Oh, man.
Did you incorporate that in theater class? Like, did you freak out your theater teacher?
Yeah. I mean, that's eventually I just realized I like to shock people more than anything.
Right.
So I just kept doing the most craziest thing. So I actually went to Warped Tour, saw the Brothers Grimm sideshow,
right,
saw them staple themselves, and I went to high school the next day and started stapling myself.
Right, so like you're in theater class, like to be or not to be, and you're like stapling yourself while you're doing it.
Yeah, I'm kind of, but I had more of a showman approach to it. I was going at around lunch, having, hey, you want to staple a dollar to me? You want to staple a dollar to me? Yeah. So I was making money like that.
Right.
Get your lunch money that way.
Did you ever get in trouble for any sort of like self harm or something like that? Were they understanding?
No, and usually in Claremont, I came from Pomona, and Pomona was like a bad neighborhood. So when they had to deal with me already, they're like, just let this kid hurry up and go through the system and get out of here.
Get rid of this.
Yeah,
fuck.
They're like, this is like a one in a million chance. Let's get him out of here.
That's something that bonds the two of you, probably all three of you, is that you kind of grew up in a bad neighborhood. Although, you know, dangerous needs to describe Baltimore as a war zone.
Yeah. Although, apparently, if you read the news, they're giving away free money in the Harbor Tunnel.
Right.
So I heard that.
So how did you two meet? And were you doing your sideshow thing when you met him?
Actually, I was doing more stuff like just on my own, just having fun, going around, being stupid, trying to figure out what all this stuff was.
Right.
It's actually pretty cool. I met him because his wife, Jamie, does killer taxidermy. She's actually going to be at the CIA show,
showing her stuff.
So a lot of like events that I was doing when I first came out, she was vending at.
Right, right.
So we became good friends that were talking, and they started dating, and I met him one night at one of my shows. And he was like, hey, I'm really into this shit. I can do some fire. I can do this and that. He's like, I'm really interested in like getting started to do this. 2 weeks later, he had a full show and he was like performing. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's awesome. So I was like, yeah, I was like, dude, shave it off, get it, you know, get it pro, and then we're fucking on, dude. We'll start working.
And by the way, I didn't mean to interrupt. Were you eating real worms?
Is that what's going on? I was going to say, super worms. Usually he would like, see, this is why he's like so beyond the sideshow performer. I won't do shit unless you're paying me or I'm going to intro it or everybody's watching, like you said. He actually didn't eat dinner, and he's sitting here fucking eating worms. So
those are actual worms you're eating right now.
Look, we're going to pass this around.
So you can see
what's going on here.
Oh, man.
So that you can get a good look at what the hell he's been doing crunching over here for the past few minutes.
They're mealworms.
Hold on.
These are super worms.
I got
to get the camera here. Hold on. Pretty good either way.
Creepy crawlers.
It's just a little snack.
You can see them moving right now. I don't want to turn off
any.
I don't want worms running around the studio. But
oh, of course not.
Yeah, that shit
I'm
is
like
real.
He's very subtle.
I'm gonna slide out of the way.
And he just starts snacking on some worms. like it's nothing.
He slid it in like it was popcorn. Like
did
he's
you
just
notice
talking
that?
To
you? When I was
on tour, I got so tired of not doing my geek act that I started going to the pet stores and just buying.
So what do worms taste like?
I mean,
you want to try one?
No, everybody at the table, we're getting crazy, we're all trying one.
You ready? You got liquor to chase it down with, right?
I don't want
to
eat a worm.
Okay, Houdini's going to eat all of them for us. Here we go.
Go ahead, Houdini. Bon appetit.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, my
God. And by the way, you don't get that.
And for the record, it's not like any fear of it or anything. Whoa. I just don't think it'll taste very good.
Make sure you don't drop them, dude. Don't drop them, dude.
Fucking box. Oh my
little
God!
Little coffin of worms.
Oh. I never waste anyone.
Yeah. Jesus Christ!
By the way, this is the Doomy's Home Cooking is vegan. They did not have worms, but
I'm gonna pour a little of this in here for you.
Yeah. Wash it down with some beer, please.
IPA and worms.
Right.
Good stuff, man.
Wow.
The meal of
and
the
he
gym.
Enjoys
just like
this
mom
shit.
Used to make.
So here's my next question, because you were saying how you met him through his girlfriend, who's wonderful. She's in the other room with your son, and
yes,
and that's fantastic.
With his son, not mine. Don't get that. Don't get that fucked up.
You're your son, but you both have beautiful girlfriends.
Why, thank you. How about a round of applause for Madeline Chapman? She's over here.
She's out of camera range. Bullshit. But yes.
Yeah. How you feeling, baby? You drunk yet?
No.
Okay.
So do you guys doing stupid things like eating worms and picking up things with your earlobes, does that attract women?
Obviously.
It's
actually, it's my cunning good looks and charming personality, but.
Legendary domain.
Right? But if you do anything that's out of the ordinary.
Those are real going, crunchy. Look,
that was yeah, just so you can see. Yeah,
yes, the worms are gone.
The whole box.
Yeah, sorry, guys. None for you. Yeah.
Oh, no. You don't have to do that.
That right. looks like fucking Reese's Pieces. Look at that. Oh. Jesus.
And you got a hot girlfriend. No,
peanut butter is disgusting. Dude. I hate peanut butter.
I would think eating worms in front of a woman would be... That would be...
I was doing that like... Well, way before chicks.
I don't know. Trust me, I don't doubt that. You're playing with worms way before you know about chicks. I understand that. But I mean, I would imagine the first time you ate a worm in front of a hot chick, it's over. That's it's a deal breaker.
You would think so, but no. Most of the time, I mean, as long as you can still eat pussy bugs with her.
That's right. Yeah. But don't combine the two.
But I'm saying, you see somebody chop up that. I bet you most girls are watching him eat that, and they're like, you know what? If he does that to a worm, I wonder what he'd do to a vagina.
See, now I'd like to eat worms and they're all gone.
See?
Worms and fur burgers.
Speaking of eating pussy, you lost your flavor saver. What happened?
Because it's easier to eat pussy, right, babe?
Now, you both had like dueling mustaches, like dueling handlebar mustaches.
We used to get together and get like rams and hit each other. And
we used to lock up and we just see what happened.
Right.
I go through phases, man. If I do a lot of fire breathing...
Right.
And I singe it up a little bit. I have to trim it. And this, it's like, you know what I mean? That whole deal. So,
well, that's what I said. Was it a fire breathing story?
A little burn. And then it just wasn't growing out properly. So right. I was like, you know what? Fuck this. And besides, I'm like mad fucking pretty. So I was like, dude, let me show the world my face. Let me just get it out. Yeah,
Nicole didn't even recognize you today.
That's right. That's right.
Like, who's that pretty boy?
He's like, yeah, who's the good looking dude on the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was talking about Spike. Yeah.
That smooth.
I was going to say, the clown is actually closest to my type.
Well, there you go.
Oh. Good job.
Oh, my goodness.
Good thing there's a table in between us.
Wow, yes.
Okay. Well, you see the little rock and roll dangle going on with that hair there?
I know. I kind of just want to lick that.
Yeah.
Looks like frosting.
You know? No, you do like, so you do like the hair, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but,
I mean, mostly I'm a hair girl, so the rest of it, I don't even.
Absolutely.
You like the blue hair? Is that?
Absolutely. It fits his face. Absolutely. That's what you say about
so
people.
Nice about hitting on him right now. You're, right. You're really doing a professional job. Right. You can tell him you want to just hump him.
Yeah, just go ahead.
That's cool.
Put a chain on him and take him back home.
I'm not a sensitive boy. Come on now.
Yeah. I don't think you get offended easily, do you?
Shake motherfuckers down for that lunch money.
You know? So you grew up in Boston.
I did.
And how did you get into all the characters?
It's just, I've just been a Halloween fanatic since I was a little kid, you know. My mom put me like as a baby in front of the door, and I saw all the trick-or-treaters hooked like that, you know, and then like just like horror movies.
Candy, stuff. candy.
Absolutely.
So what was the best costume when you were a kid?
Oh shit. Like, damn, I don't know. That's a tough
Chewbacca.
One.
Chewbacca. Some of his all the stuff that we talked about, like the show about the CIA and then his like official fan page and shit.
Right.
Tomorrow I'm going to post or later tonight if I don't get too drunk. I'll post all the shit on my Facebook and check it out. But not only does he do characters that he created, he like.
And by the way, you could have emailed that to me so I could have done it.
Well, yeah,
so
that's okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, I'm not running the show. But he's done like Michelangelo, like the Ninja Turtle, head to fucking toe, the whole fucking thing. I mean, it looks fucking great. Like, he does other characters. You can check out his page and see all the shit that he does. It's just fucking
awesome. What was your best Halloween costume when you were a kid?
Me?
Yeah.
Shit. Like the one that looked the best or the one that I enjoyed the best?
The one you enjoyed the best.
The one that I enjoyed the best was Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
I did Abe Lincoln.
That was
one
the one because I already wore like a top hat and coattails. I put the beard on and it was awesome. I just walked around all night and then I had a buddy shoot me in the back of the head.
I can see that.
I went the fuck out right in the middle of the club in front of everybody. They were like, what the fuck is this idiot doing?
Nice.
I laid there.
That's what's up.
Nice. And you had to stay there. You couldn't get up.
I had to wait for them to fucking lock up the place to really sell it. All night. It was like the Saw fucking movie. I laid there. Yeah.
And Houdini, what was the best Halloween costume when you were a kid? When you grew up in Pomona?
I'd say I was a homemade scarecrow one year. And my mom used to put up Halloween costumes like as decorations. So we took it down and I pretended to be the scarecrow decoration.
Right.
And she went outside and I scared the shit out of her, literally pissed her pants.
That's awesome. That's always, you can piss your mom's pants. That's
I didn't even go out trick-or-treating that year. That's all I did.
And by the way, how painful were the eyes under your eyes?
They weren't as painful as you thought. The spider is what fucking killed.
Where's
the
spider?
The spider's pretty cool. It's right here.
For all you crazy listeners, he has tattoos
I'm sorry,
over his face.
Right, because there's people listening on iTunes and audio.
Oh, that's right.
You have tattoos of eyeballs under your eyeballs.
Yeah.
What's the thought behind that?
Well, one, it kind of pretty odd. It looks like an optical illusion, but I kind of want to look like a spider.
Right.
Yeah.
I love arachnids.
And so that's what you have spider. And that hurts like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, it hurt pretty bad. Because I got it all done at the same time.
And you lift things with your eyelids.
Oh, yeah. And I did it 2 days later. I did it 2 days later. I was like, oh, shit.
Although he sits like a fucking champ, though. Like, yeah,
But that must have hurt like a motherfucker, huh?
Yeah, it hurt pretty bad. It took a half hour, more or less.
Oof.
Yeah. He sits like an animal, though. He does. It's yeah, like, it's a flinch. Right. I'm like, holy fuck.
And you like to encourage him to do even
more. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. I jump around him. I wick my dick out. I'd be like, yeah, I get it. Just watch it.
Yeah, you guys, that's stunts you can do in your private life. But
you can see that on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
But. Well, we were going to do our finale stunt naked tonight.
Oh, good. Don't go ahead. Okay. Please do. Now, what is in the plastic bag that you brought in the studio? That I got to figure. I'm not sure what's going
on. This one in here?
Yes.
This is my bag of danger.
Okay.
It's just loaded with booze.
All
right.
Yeah.
It's just booze.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just booze. But I do have something that fell out of the bag, and Houdini's holding it right here.
Okay. I knew you had something. I know what this is.
He's like, I knew you had something there, you two little weaselly fucks.
Right.
A birth control.
For those
device.
Of you that are listening and not watching, although you will watch once you know
It'll
what's happening
YouTube.
Here, you'll get to check it out. But basically, Houdini has a metal coat hanger that's been bent into a shaft-like form.
Right. It's a very phallic hanger.
That's what we do. Right. And ultimately, he's going to do something with this to show you that, like, kind of what we do is fucking real. Like, there's no tricks. Right. It's no illusions, nothing like that.
Right.
Typically, what he's going to do is what a modern-day or old-school sideshow performer would do called sword swallowing, where they just basically open the throat, esophagus, stomach, bang, and slide 15, 16 inches of metal right down there. He's going
to
show
you. If anybody's the man to do it, that's Houdini.
Yeah. I got news for you. I was going to dart around the fact of large, large penis-looking things going down his mouth.
But you know what?
Because I do that all the time. It's great. Yeah, it's great. But he's going to show you something.
Coming from the man who puts the D in Houdini.
Right. Because you go, girl. But because when I was at, last time I saw at the CIA, you did this.
Yeah.
And people, they didn't know, you didn't give it the introduction. Once again, you were a little shy on stage. And people weren't really sure what was going on.
Oh, of course.
And then when you did it, they were just all just freaked out.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I just go hard at the end.
You
haven't seen me do my glass walking. Huh?
He gets hard at the end.
I saw the glass walk. It was good. Yeah, he walks on glass.
He's not afraid of broken glass. He tells me it hurts and it sucks. Yeah. But he says he's not afraid of it.
But do you do broken glass?
We're going to put that shit to the test tonight.
Oh, okay.
I have a big bucket of broken glass with me here tonight, and we're going to see truly who's afraid of broken glass.
I didn't mean to ruin it.
No, that was a perfect segue.
Yeah, there we go. Awesome.
Okay. See, we're clicking on all cylinders.
I know, right? But we're going to have Houdini knock your fucking socks off.
Yeah, I've been having shots.
Have you seen this? Have you seen the sword swallowing spike?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you're in a fir tree. Nicole, have you seen this?
No.
You got to love this. Hold on.
Sit down and stand up.
Yeah, stand up and do it, but I want to mention to them that...
I want to make sure you're on camera.
Look, nobody has ever made a living swallowing coat hangers, but no one's actually really ever made a living swallowing swords either. Right. But the reason why uses the coat hanger to show you, because some people think when you're swallowing a sword, it's collapsible, it goes into the handle, it's fake. You can't fucking fake this. This is 100%
legitimate. You go in the studio, you go in the audience and you show
Nicole, you better watch. Yeah, you better watch. You
can't...
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
There he is.
Oh, yeah.
Houdini.
Ladies and gentlemen, that shit is fucking real.
He swallowed the sword.
That is legitimately real.
He swallowed the hanger.
You can't fake that.
So that's worms, hangers. That's a balanced diet.
Yeah. I was going to bring glass to eat, but I didn't have time to stop at the hardware store.
Now, do you have to have special glass to eat?
Light bulbs.
Really?
Yeah. As long as they work.
Tasted light bulbs.
Right, because I've seen people do that.
Yeah.
And we had Danny Danger on our show. She did that.
Danny Danger? That's way too fucking close to my name. I'm calling out Danny Danger
right now.
Well,
Danny Danger changed her name.
What's that?
She changed her name.
That's right, because she knew I was going to call her ass out.
She's now known as Tessa LaCoyle.
I know her.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that was Danny Danger before?
Yes, Danny Danger, yeah.
Thanks, Danny, for changing your name, sweetheart. Appreciate it.
Last time she was here, she laid on a bed of nails and somebody tased her. But she eats
glass.
That's
awesome.
And we asked her, the next day or later on that night when it comes out.
It's actually the next morning after the first cup of Joe.
Okay, so you do that too.
You know what? I did it twice in my life to try it, and I almost died both times, so I didn't.
Right.
Because I'm too much, I'm a fucking retard. And I was like, I almost died.
So there's a technique to eating glass.
Yes and no. There's a specific way.
Because our dark martial audience wants to know how to eat glass.
Eat glass.
There's a specific way to do it, but it's really more about like keeping your body conditioned in order to pass this shit through your system. Because your average Joe that's just going to pick this stuff up and chew it for the first time and try it, like me, is going to almost fucking die.
So how do you do it, Houdini?
He's not fucking human.
A lot of conditioning, a lot of just not caring too. A lot of the things I do are just like, well, I'm just going to do this and hope it works out for the best.
But is it the same like D said, the first time you shit it out, you're like, ah!
Oh, I mean, you know that's the glass coming out.
Oh! Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely see it in there.
If you can see corn, you can see glass.
Let me tell you. Yeah, yeah. You know
it's like disco balls coming out of your ass.
It's something like that.
You know it. Yeah, it's like bedazzled duty. Yeah.
It's like bedazzled duty in my toilet. It's fucking awesome.
Shit. This is one thing. I'm going to put this statement out here. I've said this multiple times. I'm going to say it again. Look, chicks are kind of used to this, but there is never a time. There is never a time for a dude to look down in the toilet and see blood. If that ever happens, there's a fucking huge problem. Like, red light for real.
So you're bleeding. If you do it wrong,
like an idiot, you're in a lot of trouble.
Right.
You're in a lot of trouble.
Just do characters. You don't do these stunts. If you guys had talent like this guy,
I'm doing this shit. Oh my god!
I just like him already. He's cool. So how did you?
That's a costume.
So how did you get the audition for Rob Zombie's Great American Freak Show?
Actually, I don't want to say it was a shoe-in, but it was a shoe-in between my boss at Spooky World and Great American Nightmare. He knew the guy.
Oh, okay.
So he pretty much owed him. So he's like, "Hey man, you gotta take one of my guys. He's moving out to California. You gotta set him up." So
shit, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I didn't have to audition. Oh, I went there, but he's like, "Oh, you're Brett. Oh, you got the job."
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm like,
"You're scary motherfucker." Okay.
Sweet. Damn, I auditioned for 2 fucking weeks every day. Nobody paid me to show up or park or.
Well, I'll tell you what. Nobody called our show for Spike, but somebody's on the phone for Dangerous D.
Oh.
Cole, you're on the Dark Mark Show.
Hey, what's going on? This is Chris Scarborough.
Oh, shit. Dude,
Chris,
what's up, man? This is my buddy
you got the podcast too. I heard about this.
Yeah, the host of the Curioso podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, man. Well, I couldn't resist myself from calling in when you guys were talking about eating broken glass because you were saying, how does it come out? And I'll tell you how it comes out. Sparkly. That's how it comes
sparkly.
Out.
Glad to hear that. Sparkly duty. That's good.
I've seen this guy eat over 1,000 light bulbs.
So you're a light bulb eater from way back, Chris.
Oh yeah.
Dee and I used to work together for a long time when he was here in Maryland, man.
Right.
We performed all around Baltimore, up and down the East Coast. But I didn't really come here to talk about me. I wanted to tell you my favorite story about Dangerous Dee.
I want to hear this.
Okay. So we're doing a gig together, right? We're doing this gig, performing. We get done performing, and we're kicking back, drinking a few beers, relaxing after the show.
That sounds so unlike Dangerous D.
Yeah, I know, right? He usually drinks before the show. But, you know, I'm kicking back, relaxing, and they come up and they say, this Dunkin' booth, they want someone to get into the Dunkin' booth, the charity Dunkin' booth. And he was like, you know what? I'll do the Dunkin' booth. That's fine. So he rips off his shoes. You know, pulls off his socks. We all look down at his feet, and he's got his toes painted freaking purple. Bright ass purple. Then he rips his pants off, and he's like, well, I don't have a bathing suit, but I'll just jump in my underwear. He rips his pants off, and he's wearing a pair of freaking purple thongs. Dunkin' boots.
That's dangerous.
And throwing, you know, just nonstop throwing baseballs at that. So it's hilarious.
That was the best. And actually, the best part of that story was that my first customer was Chris and his son, and they came up and got me. I was like, God damn it.
That's great.
You were the first to get that purple bathing suit wet and those sparkly purple toes in the water.
He just wanted to knock me in that pool because I was embarrassing him. Right. He's like, Jesus Christ.
So, Nicole, you know the Curioso podcast.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, Chris, all of you, I'm going to post that up too, but all of you need to check it out. You definitely do.
I've heard of it. It's fun stuff, man. And it's just you, Dangerous D, just crazy people. I love it. What's your specialty? Because Dangerous D tells us every sideshow person has a specialty. He does the twist eye. Houdini does the eyelids. What do you do?
I swallow swords, I eat broken glass, I do all kinds of crazy stuff, but mostly I do strongman stuff. So I rip decks of cards, I rip phone books in half. I mean, just mostly strongman feats are my kind of thing. And I'm a big dude, so right. I can usually get that kind of stuff done.
Right, and
curls up fucking frying pans.
I know, I saw that. That was like, awesome.
Oh, wait, you actually bend frying pans?
Curls them up like a burrito.
Yeah, I roll up frying pans like a burrito. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And,
I tried to teach D how to do it one time. His hand slipped off, and he slid his hand open on it.
I literally should have needed stitches. I cut my hand on one of the sides of it once you crease it.
Because last time he's here, he tells us how he sews up his own injuries.
I do. Yeah. I'm my own doctor and dentist.
You know what? He got a little tiny chunk off the end, just folded a little bit, you know? So, I mean, that's good for D, you know what I mean?
Usually it's a fucking mess, though, from head to toe. And do you get hot chicks being a strong man?
Oh, me? Oh, hell no, I'm married.
That's the thing. He is married, and he is super
beautiful.
Faithful, but he is the Brad Pitt of fat guys. Chicks love Chris. Chicks love Chris.
I gotta slide them all over to D until he's all happy now.
You gotta teach me your secret, Chris. You gotta, because I'm like the John Goodman of fat guys. You know, it's kind of like it's like, oh, it's a fat guy. He's funny. He's good at yeah. But anyway, we got 10 minutes left in the show, and we got big stunts to go.
Hey, thanks for calling in, man. And everybody, check it out. Curioso Podcast, Christopher Scarborough. You really need to hear what this guy's got to say. He fucking kills it.
Chris, give us the website where we can find us.
www.thecurioso.com.
Thecurioso.com.
Curioso.
Awesome.
Check him out.
Thanks for calling in, brother. Be good.
All right. See you guys. Good night.
Later, man.
Night, bud.
Okay. So this has been sort of planned.
We talked about it when we showed up. We don't know if this is actually going to work or not, but we're going to fucking try.
That's good.
We're going to give it a shot.
I'm glad to hear
you
this.
Ready?
Yeah. We're
ready. It's going to take a couple minutes.
Houdini and Dangerous D are going to collaborate.
You can explain what we're doing while we just try to give this a shot.
We're going to talk to Spike the Clown while we do this. Spike, now you have been in I was looking at your IMDb page. You got a couple movies coming out.
I do, yeah. I just finished wrapping a small movie with Mooncore Films called Bun Bun. It's like a 5-minute film.
Bun Bun?
Yes. What it's about? It's about two kids in their bedroom and everything, and they go to sleep, and you know, there's monsters under the bed.
Are you one of the monsters?
I am one of the monsters, but I'm the monster.
Surprise!
There's a difference. There's a monster in the closet that protects the kids from the monsters under the bed. They have a deal with them, and it's a cute little story, and they're pretty ferocious, violent monsters.
And by the way, I just smelled something, and Darren just took off his shoes. So,
and to prove that Chris was telling the truth,
right?
My toes are painted green,
yes,
and purple.
There you go. So I'm sorry. So you're the monster in the closet that protects the kids.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And Houdini is always interesting socks that match his shirt.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. So that's
glass walking.
Yes. Walmart
this bucket here. Is broken glass.
Right. You want to, if you want to tilt it towards the camera, let's see. Yeah, that is, those are broken bottles.
We're going to pour this out onto the ground here.
You going to watch this, Nicole?
No.
Okay.
How can you not watch the stuff we do? And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to, that's sharp. I'm going to take a piece of this really sharp stuff, and what I'm going to do is spread this out all over.
Okay.
This blanket here, so. Whoever the loser of this battle that you're about to see, you make sure that they actually step in this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Houdini's got the hooks, too. Okay.
I know, right? We've never done this. We're going to give it a shot.
Okay.
This is something that if any of you listening, especially Spike, you can come up with it, the name of what this feat is, we will coin it and let you know. But basically what we're going to do here is I'm going to take these chains and attach them to my ears.
Hold on. D, can you turn the mic over to get it close to where you are? Okay, so you're putting
two 1-foot chains with two carabiners on them. I'm looping them through the piercings in my ear.
Right.
And what Houdini is doing is going to take these huge industrial fish hooks and put them in his eyes.
Yes, he loves to do eye stuff.
I'm gonna.
Okay. All right.
We're gonna attach both carabiners.
Okay.
And we're gonna have a tug of war.
That's kind of sexy.
On broken glass.
Onto the broken glass. The loser of the tug of war will be jumping onto the broken glass barefoot.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody, so Dean's got the hooks in his ears. Houdini's going to put them on their eyelids, and they're going to do a tug of war over broken glass.
This is how real men do it.
Only on the Dark Mark Show. Holy shit. And by the way, don't try this at home.
Right?
Exactly.
Although it's kind of a, there go the hooks and the eyelids.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Yeah, you might psych me out just looking at this shit. Hold on, I gotta get closer. Because eyes are more hardcore than ears. I need you to count this off for me, Spike, on your three. We'll start, okay? From one, three. One, two, three. They're having a tug of war.
Ooh, I don't know. Dee seems to be getting the better of it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. He's coming back. He's coming back. Wow.
They're doing on two. Who would have thought the eyelids are...
See the weevil versus you and the weevil.
When the lids came out, you got to put it back in. Now we got to start back over.
Chin up. Okay, now
they seem to be encouraging each other. They're really pulling at each other. It's Houdini. Houdini's in the lead. He's pulling back. It's a back and forth contest, ladies and gentlemen. It's Houdini. It's Dangerous D. It's eyelids. It's earlobes. And Dangerous D wins it.
That's like a fucked up double dare challenge.
Oh my God, thank goodness he didn't pull out his eyes.
Jesus fucking Christ. Holy shit. But
I got two more.
Houdini told me that he's not afraid of glass at all. That's what he said to me.
All right, so you're not afraid of glass. So you're going to jump on the glass. At all, so.
Houdini?
Hold on, I gotta get a picture of this. Okay.
Put that glass right here.
Hold on. Okay, wait a second. So you...
What Can do you, you see the floor?
Hold on, we can't see the floor. Let me... hold on.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. So... All right. So the camera can see this is broken glass. I'm taking a picture of it for posterity. You're going to jump on that. I see Corona bottles.
Corona.
I see Rolling Rock. I don't see Paschal Rim. Oh, Sierra Nevada's in there. I see all these beers.
Okay, so I want to prove something here. Houdini told me he's not afraid of glass. Not only he's not afraid of glass, he told me this is pretty traditional sideshow feat, right?
Right, right.
No pun to be intended, right?
Right.
But basically...
Hey-o.
He told me that the glass does not smell like your feet, which is bullshit.
Right.
I told him that all the glass that I carry around, every time I smell somebody else's glass, it smells like fucking feet.
Right.
And he doesn't believe me.
Nope.
Take a smell.
Smells like feet and
get
ass.
In there. Foot
glass.
Get in there.
Smell.
Smell. Oh, fucking hell.
Wow.
Holy shit.
You all right?
Look at him! It's fucking real! It's fucking real, folks! It's fucking real! Guadini! Guadini! Yeah! Now that shit's real, folks! I want to hear everybody yelling on that! That's not fake blood! This isn't WWE! This shit is real! Yeah!
He's got a smile on his face.
My man! Look at him!
Woo!
There might be glass on the floor.
He's bleeding and he's smiling. We're gonna have to sweep that up later. You're smiling and you're bleeding.
I mean, that's normal after a show.
I'm sure it is. And we're gonna find that out on July 31st, 9 o'clock at the CIA, the coolest club in town. There's gonna be burlesque. There's gonna be you guys. There's going to be, what else is going to be? There's going to be me doing comedy.
Yeah,
I'm going to do a clean set and a dirty set.
Live music.
Sideshow,
all kinds of crazy shit. As a matter of fact, actually, this next upcoming show, the 31st, the three of us are going to be on
it. Right, right, right.
The show after that, me, Houdini, and Spike will be on that next one.
Definitely. You want to look at the Beautiful Freaks on Facebook?
Beautiful Freaks Variety Show. It's produced by Little Miss Sideshow.
Yes. And by the way, Little Sideshow, hot.
She is awesome. Yeah, she has a killer act, too. She's awesome. And bottom line is, dude, we do it the last Friday of every month at the CIA, the California Institute of Abnormal Arts. That's right, yeah. On Burbank.
11334 Burbank Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. We had Carl in.
Yeah, we did.
The owner of the CIA.
I listened to that show. Yeah, that was
Carl. A-mams.
Yeah. So if you're not doing anything Friday the 31st, I would recommend coming to this show.
But absolutely.
Everybody, if you're in L.A., that's the show to go to, and it's going to be fun. And did we come up with a name for that, Nicole?
That did you name it?
Ow.
You're a fucking
Fisherman's Cove.
Dude, what was it?
Oh, she's got it. She's got it. Fisherman's Cove.
Boom, there you go. There you go. Okay.
So how was it on the eyelids when you're getting pulled by Darren?
It just looks worse than it is.
It looks pretty bad.
Yeah. It looks like that for me, but I mean, I actually, when I was on tour, I did the ear lift. And I was like, fuck this. I'm not going to do this ear lift anymore. And I started doing the eye lift so much better.
Which really? Is unbelievable.
I think it's way better.
How was it on your ears?
It sucked on the ears because normally I'm used to going like the opposite way from like down, up, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Not going this way. So it was like a totally different thing. So it sucked. And I'll be honest with you. Dude, those things were sunk so fucking deep into his eye sockets.
You've
like,
never seen it from that angle before. And, no.
That's gonna gross you out.
Yeah, I mean, head on like that. It was fucking bananas. That was fucking wild.
I can imagine.
Shit.
Could you see like the insides of his eyes and stuff?
Yeah, like, they roll back and it's just fucking all white and like red. It was rough. Jesus.
Anyway, where does the time go?
Take a drink. That was fucking awesome.
No, Houdini stole the show.
Houdini's
got to admit, Houdini stole the show.
Fuck yeah.
So,
blood steals everything.
Brett Gustafson, you're going to be Spike the Clown. You're going to be all sorts of Halloween things. You're going to be at the Beautiful Freaks Variety Show next in August, but.
Doing boylesque. He's going to
do boylesque.
I do that as well.
Oh, yeah.
He does it all.
You know,
very nice. What is your boylesque name?
Malicious Sid.
Ooh. One word.
Yeah. Follow him on Instagram.
Oh, you're Malicious Sid. I was wondering who that was.
Yeah. Okay.
And if people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram. You know, right. I'm always going to conventions too. I'm a huge horror fan.
What's the next convention?
Well, it's going to be Scare LA. I'll be repping the Zombie Joe's Underground booth.
Awesome.
And when's that?
I believe it's August 8th
and 9th.
8th and 9th, yep.
Okay.
Thank you, D. Yeah, it's going all manner of freaks will be there, so hope you will be too.
It's going to be a good time. I think I'm going to make an appearance.
Gustafson, like, very nice.
Like last
Spike
year.
The Clown, yep. We like you. You fit right in with this crowd. Dangerous D, I see you have the new Dangerous D t-shirts, which I like.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Look at that. What do you think of the design, Nicole?
It's awesome. Good
Dangerous
job.
D.
So if you go to your website, which is DarrenMalfi.com?
It's DarrenMalfi.com. Hit the merchandise page, and there's tons of shit. My DVD, book I illustrated, T-shirts, stickers, buttons, all
everything,
that stuff.
Everything Dangerous D. You can see when the shows are. And
get your danger gear.
Get the danger gear.
Yeah.
And Houdini, how do people get a hold of you?
Instagram.
You don't.
I'm like a mythology character in Sideshow.
The funny thing is, right, he doesn't have a Facebook.
Right.
You can follow him at Houdini1692 on Instagram. But, dude, he has more posts and hashtags and shit about him than anybody else I perform with.
I know.
If you search, like, hashtag Dangerous D, which everybody should do if they ever, whatever. So,
But they're not all about him. Some are the rap group Houdini and some are the Salem Witch Trials.
They're all him now. Those groups don't exist anymore. Okay.
And of course, I took them over.
Go to Nicole6.com and go to gothcomedian.com where you'll see all my upcoming shows. Everybody, have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Well done. Houdini. Holy shit.
That was awesome.
Excellent fucking job.
Anyway,
we got to work that in now.
Dude, you took it well, too.
Have a wonderfully creepy week. Goodbye. I know, we're still talking.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Like, Jenny, are we still on?
No.
We're still on, I think.
I mean, so dope.
Oh, I signed off when you guys weren't looking. By the way, have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.